Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. An early September rainstorm in the Columbia area was a welcome relief for most folks. But for June, July, and August in much of mid-Missouri, rainfall was well below normal. It was dry, but not like last year when Missouri's worst drought in more than 30 years killed or damaged everything that needs water to grow, including trees. Most trees survived last year's drought, and with more rain this year, that might lead you to think trees are out of danger. But that's not necessarily the case. In this edition of Missouri Environment, we found out that drought is complex, and a bit of science is involved to begin to understand it and the effect it is having on our trees. You can't help but hear the drone of a motor as you approach a small building on some heavily wooded land at MU's Basket Wildlife Research Site, 5 miles east of Ashland. The motor is powering a pump that gets air from various sample locations on site to measuring devices.
Those are the water vapor and CO2 contents being measured essentially in real time.
CO2 or carbon. That's why Steve Pallardy is here and the reason he spent a good deal of time here during the past 10 years. The recently retired MU forestry professor, who one of his colleagues calls the drought guy, is working on a project for the federal government designed to measure the rate at which trees absorb water from the atmosphere.
As the system gets drier under drought, that its ability to take CO2 out of the atmosphere is greatly reduced. And the historic drought we had last year actually reduced to about 50% the amount of carbon taken up by this forest compared to its best year, which is in the early 2000s.
And you might wonder why that matters. Well, Pallardy has been doing research on trees and drought at MU for more than 30 years. He says it's not the lack of water that usually kills a fairly large tree.
What happens is that the amount of carbon that that tree stores will be reduced. And as that accumulates over the years, you can get a deficiency of carbon. And carbon is the currency of life for trees. It provides the ability to grow roots for subsequent uptake of water and minerals. It also can help in fending off pathogens. And so a lot of the mortality you see from drought in an existing forest like this won't occur until several years down the road.
In the woods where Pallardy is doing his research, the white oak is the dominant tree. It's also a common tree in the Ozarks of southern Missouri, where Dr. Rosemarie Muzyka does much of her research. Muzyka is a conservation biologist who is on the forestry faculty at MU. Her area of interest is natural processes and disturbance in forests. She knows a lot about what causes trees to die.
Trees usually die slowly. So a given drought might stress a tree, but that might be followed by an insect attacking that tree or a disease developing in the tree because it is stressed.
She says one tree in Missouri that is definitely stressed right now is the white oak.
So it's of interest that within the last year we've seen quite a bit of mortality and pathogens, fungal pathogens, taking hold in white oaks. And it's tempting to consider that last year's drought may have predisposed these trees to be vulnerable to these other agents. But we're not really sure.
In any case, Muzyka says it's an unusual event to see such mortality in the white oak, since it's generally more drought-resistant than other types of oak trees found in the state. Both Muzyka and Pallardy do much of their research in deep woods, but they say the trees they see affected by drought are often the same kind of trees you're likely to find in your backyard. As we listen to that early September rainstorm again, I just want to let you know you can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA, or you can find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.